That is so nice. Shalom Aleichem, Reb Pinchas. We cannot hear you. We cannot hear you.
There you go.
Now we're on. Okay. Okay, 1 second. Sorry. Hey, Shalom. How are you? How's I'm doing?
Shalom Aleichem. We got some new members.
Yeah, Shalom Aleichem.
You
see the coachman.
You don't have a
coachman.
Yeah. Yeah.
No
more play.
We're done with play. Okay. How's Ogham enjoying the
Limud? Where are we holding? What's if? Starting down.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, fine. Okay, so what I'm gonna do in this today's Chabura, Be'ez Hashem, I'm gonna try to bring out these halachas, how they come out with Maisa. All these, you know. Sometimes you learn something, it's very hard to understand where they come out of Lamaisa. So I'm going to try to bring it out where it comes out of Lamaisa. Okay, so I'm going to start off with three stories, three different shayos, and from there we're going to get into the sugya. Okay, the first shayos is like this. Reuven, who's new starting out in the business of building, his father was a big builder for many years, and he's trying, his father Yaakov, we're just using easy names, his father Yaakov, you know, he's trying to get his son into business and build him up. So Reuven himself had a big piece of property that he bought, and he was planning on building five houses there and to sell it, you know, build them. He's going to be the contractor. He's going to sell them for a profit. He started building, he's doing a nice job, and then in the middle he ran out of cash, like most builders, they run out of cash. And now they have to start looking for loans, bank loans, other loans, investors. So Reuven, new at the job, he comes complaining to his father, Yaakov, who's an old time in the business. And he tells him, you know, I am short on cash. I need cash. You have maybe someone for me. So he says, you know what? Let's go to Zaidi. Zaidi Baruch Hashem has a lot of money, you know, straightforward person. I think he'll probably give you a loan. I think I could get him to mask him to give you a loan. So they so Yaakov approached his father, Yitzchak, and he asked him, we're changing the name, easy names, nice easy names, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Reuven. So he asked him, maybe you could give Reuven a loan. You know, he got stuck here, he's trying to build these homes, maybe you could give him a loan. So his father was a real straight European, you know. 1 second. You're going to take a loan for how long? For a year or two? A year or two. Short-term loan. Yeah, Lamaisa, I can't see my money just sitting making nothing. Zero? That I can't do. To lend him, to charge ribbis, give him an iska. I don't want to do that either. I'll invest. I'm going to take the money. I'll invest into his project. I'll have a partnership. I'll invest in his project. So he was masking, and he said, and he actually was mashkia into the project, $1 million, big, very big project, five homes, big shatach, put $1 million into the project, and okay, great. But he said like this, the Zaydi said that the Yitzchok said, 1 second, I want to be in charge of the money, I want to take over, I want to make sure that I see what's going on. I'm not happy to hear that he ran out of money in the middle of the job. I want to pay the bills. I want to just watch over him to see what he's doing, to watch over what Reuven's doing. Okay, so what can Reuven do? Reuven is, you know, this is his grandfather. He's giving him the money. He has no choice in the matter. So what happened was he was watching over the thing. He's putting in the money. He was paying the bills as the bills were coming in, all the different contractors, electricians and the plumbers and then the whatever, all the gardeners, everything that whatever goes into the framers, everything goes into building. And this and the Yitzchak was taka being now the whole business pretty much, and he was mashkiya $1 million into there, and it happens to be that Yaakov did not even tell his son Reuven that the money wasn't alvah. Reuven thought the entire time that grandfather, you know, grandpa gave me money, gave me alvah, nice alvah for who knows how long, for you know a short kufa. He knew that it's, you know, for more than 2 years, but he thought it was alvah. And okay, so Lamaisa, Baruch Hashem, the business was going great. They built the houses and they sold the houses at a very nice profit. And at some point, So Yitzchak, the grandfather, comes over to Reuven and he says, "Reuven, where's the money? Where's my percentage in the money that I invested in?" So he looked at him like he was a little shocked. "What do you mean? Investment? What do you mean?" So Yitzchak chapped that Reuven was very surprised by what happened. So he told him, "What do you mean? Your father didn't tell you that I didn't just give you a loan. He didn't tell you that I'm investing in your project. Why do you think I was taking care of the project the entire time? You know, it wasn't just, I didn't want to lose my money. It wasn't just the loan." So, okay, what's he going to do? So that's the story. So Maisa, afterwards, Yaakov felt bad. He realized he messed up here big time. He didn't tell his son Bechlau that it wasn't even Alvo, that it was Mashkia $1 million into the project. And he was wondering what Takesh and Halacha be over here. His son thought he's getting a loan. He got a loan over here of $1 million into the project. His son thought he's making the Kai Revach on the houses. And Yaakov Maisa put in the money as an investment. So he was wondering, is it Taka true? Does Yaakov have the right to take his percentage of the homes? You know, grandpa's grandpa, and he's, you know, his Zayda's gonna get what he wants, but just to, you know, Lamana, you know, to know the truth, does he have the rights? Should he put up a fight? Should he maybe mafash between them? Should he, you know, what should he do here? So Yaakov wanted to know what's the halacha over here? What does he get? That's story number one. That's Shiloh number one.
What's the Nida exactly?
The Nida here is he entitled, is Yitzchok, the grandfather, entitled to the revach of the houses? He put in the percentage of money that he put in. He put in a third of the $3 million project that he put in, that it was, and he put in $1 million. So he has a nice percentage. And the homes regardless sold for each home was sold the homes came around to like $600,000 a piece, and they made about 15% revach. They were sold for like $690, closer to $700. They were sold for $690, and now the question is here. So Yaakov wanted to get $30,000 on each home because he invested $1 million. He invested a full million into the project. Reuven put in $2 million, and what's his name? His grandfather Yitzchak put in $1 million. So let's say the revach was around $90,000 on each home. So he wants to take a third. He wants to take 30%.
Without permission, you can't become a shutter without my rishus. So he's if not a shutter. So what else would he be?
Right. Right, so that's what that's.
Borrowed that rishus, my son got. I borrowed the money. What do you want me to do? Pay you back.
So he borrowed. So what's name thought he took a loan, right? He thought it's a loan. In the meantime, his grandfather thought that he's investing the money.
I understand. So what's the halacha perspective here? That he has
what
in
Yair? What does that do with Yair?
What does that do with Yair? Okay. We're gonna get back to the whole Maisa. Let's leave this. Let's hold on this story for a minute. Okay, next. The reason why I'm setting the stories in three different ways is because I want to bring out the halachas in this direction, in the direction of the stories, to be, you know, the order of the halachas. The next story was like this. Reuven lived in a Baruch Hashem, a nice house, a very big mishpacha, Baruch Hashem, for many, many years. And originally, in his the house that he bought had a very small porch. And every year, sukkahs, as the mishpacha started to grow, sukkahs was much harder. And at some point, it was really getting very difficult. They used to squish in this little porch, and they couldn't invite guests. They were never able to have guests over for Yom Tov. It was a very big pain in the neck. And, you know, everyone knew in Mishpach, everyone knew that this was the situation. And the Gemara many years went on. At one point during the summer, a good brother of his, named Shalom, decided that, you know what, they went away for a week. They went on vacation for a week. I'm going to surprise them with the porch. But I'm having Das to get paid back for it because I'm not swimming in money. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a porch with Das to get back whenever I could. Whenever my brother Reuven can pay me back, whatever it is over the years, I'm going to do it. So he went and he hired a professional. and they built the porch. He comes home from vacation. The whole family was mishtoyim. They surprised, wow, gorgeous, beautiful porch extended to their house. And they immediately started making phone calls for what's going on here. They found out who was, you know, good Uncle Sholem did this visit. The Maisa, and right away, you know, Reuben calls him up and thanks him. Hi, I really appreciate it. I thought I didn't have the money for it. It's Mamish right before Sukkot. We'll have a beautiful Sukkot this year. And he thanks him very much for the thing. And he tells him, yeah, of course, I'm going to pay you back. Of course, I'm going to pay you back. Well, Maisa, okay, he's going to pay him back. Great. But Sholem obviously got, you know, some questions. So he started being a few fakes in his mind that maybe Maisa, he hired a nice guy. He built a beautiful porch. He hired, you know, not the top notch, but he hired definitely one of the, you know, one of the good contractors, one of the good, you know, porch builders. You know, there are people that build porches that you could get a Mexican down on 2nd Street in Lakewood. You could get him to come down. You have to just order the wood from Home Depot and you tell him the dimensions and you come and you build a porch. So, Mechatesa, I have the rights to collect. Maybe he'll give it to me anyways, but I just want to know my halacha. Do I have the rights to get the full, do I have the right to take the money from him? For the amount that the project cost. That's the second story. Third story is like this. Third story is that this guy, this older fellow, Reuven, he had a house, not the house that he lived in, but he owned a couple of different homes around Lakewood. This guy had a house in a specific block for many years that he used to rent it out to people. And one day, Baruch Hashem, the real estate was going up, and he said that, you know, I'm going to get more by selling it. I'm not interested in this in the rentals anymore. It's just kedai. At this point, real estate went up enough. It's kedai to sell it. And he was thinking about it. And obviously, since the place was, the real estate is going up, and people in the neighborhood were selling.
Two realtors
came over to him and they came up to him and said, you know what, we want us to sell your house for you. So he handled with them. They said, he asked him how much you're going to take. They said, to take 4%. He said, crazy, 4%. I don't need any broker for 4%. I could do it by myself. I could get a guy to do it for 1%. I could get a guy to do it 2%. 4% is not negay. So he said, you sure, really? You know, it's not so easy to do these things on your own. There's a lot of negotiations. Yeah, I'm not interested in you. You know what? Like this. If you sell for $1 million, I'll use you. Under $1 million, I have no interest in you. I can do it on my own. These brokers, they brought him a buyer for $800. Takes a look at them. $800. I told you, I don't need you for $800. I'll do it by myself. I don't need you. They brought him a contract to sign. He refused to sign the contract. He looked at the contract. He saw it still said 4%. I'm not doing it. He sent them home. It happened to have been that this buyer was a neighbor of his where he lived. Not where the house was. It was a neighbor of him where he lived. And this guy, he, you know, once they met each other, so then obviously, it basically was over by $850. He sold the house. Well, different other things, maybe, you know, obviously money under the table. But he brought him a buyer, which it could be, if we'd be Mavir, it probably could have been that maybe he even got his $1 million. I don't know. Who knows how much cash went into the tish. I don't know exactly. But in basically from the interior, it wasn't there. It was naked. There wasn't that much. It wasn't exactly the $1 million that he wanted. But it was close to it. And they brought him to the interior to be Tevea their taxes, to be Tevea their brokerage fee. And he said, I told you, I'm not interested in you. I didn't need you. I could have done it on my own. I could have got someone for two. I could have got one for one. And he basically sent him flying. So Shai was, what do they get?
So he sold it to the guy that offered 800 and he just directly negotiated that guy actually up to 950, whatever, close to
9. Yeah, they worked it out together. They knew each other. They were neighbors. So they, not to 850. To 850, not 9, to 850.
To 850.
With some money under the table.
So he even did better than and he did much better than the realtors would have done. They wanted
right, but the realtors, the problem is like the realtors themselves could have, they probably, if had he let them, they could have done the same thing. They could have gotten all the money under the table also like they all do. And whatever the question is, whatever he had no interest in paying 4%. If he felt he could do it on his own, what does he need them for? So he wasn't interested in paying this. He told him ahead, he was messing with them, I'm not using you. And the Bagamaisa, you know.
He knew the buyer before the agents put them on the scene?
He did not. He did not.
So the only reason he knew about this buyer was from the agents.
That's the truth, yeah.
But he told the agents, I'm not paying.
But he told the agents, I'm not paying. But he told them, I'm not paying. Okay, that's the third story. All right, now let's get into the sugya, try to move out of all of these stories. Okay, so quickly, just the first, a quick akdoma from the time in the, you see from the Rishonim, then in the times of Chazal, in the times of the Gemara, when a person was Neitea, Sode, or Stay Elon, or Stay Zroyim, whatever it was, the derech was to use an Oris. Like you find the old Rishonim, there's an Oris, and there was Shasolim. Shasolim was even a, it's a different, was a much bigger Oris. A Shasol, like, was a, He was employed mamish kamat like for lifetimes before the Gemara. An oris, but basically an oris. What did the oris get? The oris was mekabel chevuk, and he would work the field, and he would get a chevuk. He didn't get paid. He would get a chevuk of the shvach himself, of the work that he did when produced the peiris as he worked the field. As time went on, when the field produced the peiris, he would get a kot. That's how much he got from the shvach of the peiris. That was the derech you make chazal to when you were in Itea Sode or Stay Elon or Stay or Stay Zroim. That's how it was. Now it's mevo also that besides that there was a different derech. There was a different ma'och. The other ma'och was that you use a regular kabon. You use the kabon. A guy wasn't interested in an oris. He didn't want to give him a chelk, a shutfus in the Paris. He used the kabon. What was a kabon? He hired a guy. A kabon basically is a guy that's in charge of everything. He's in charge of bringing the seeds. In charge of, he just runs the job. He runs it and he gets paid. He doesn't get a chevuk in the shvach from what the soda produces, but he gets a fee up front. Whatever when he's done, he gets his money. A regular kabbonis. Okay, so now when it came to the sugyo over here, over here van Yairid, so the Gemara says soda is siyulitai takes yoda al yoy. So the siyuita daloch is that the yada yerid is al yoyno, and if it's shvach siyasa like yitzir, it's not a shvach yitzir, it's a shvach, then he takes the yitzir. Rashi with a lot of other rishonim learn. Rashi's mahalach basically is the mahalach of the rishonim is that this yerid he gets mamish ka'oris. He has a din as a oris, and he gets a cheuk in the shutzus of the peiris if it was neteyas to Elon. He's going to get a chelok from the shulchan of the Paris of Mechzel Shusha Revia. That Shitas Rashi. Now, the Ramor, so I'm sorry, and Balamor is Matzah. So the Balamor is Matzah. For the Balamor, all the other Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ran, the Rajbo, the Balamor, all of them, they ask on Rashi and all those that hold like Rashi, how did Shaykh hold like this? And Oris, the reason why he gets a chelok in the Paris is because I hired him. I hired you. We made up that you be getting a chiluk of the payers, that you're getting the chiluk of the shvach. But a yoyred, by definition, he was never hired by anybody. So it's true. The guy came and he plunked down stuff and did moridika stuff for me. He built up. He planted the soda and he brought. He did moridika things for me. I deserve to pay him for everything that he did, and I will pay him for everything that he did. But what did you do? What were you for me? What were you actually? What were you? You were not an oris, you were a kabon. You were a person that oversee the job. You did the job. You did the job very well. And I want to pay you. I'm going to give you a kikabonis. Why should I give you a cheo to the payers? Why are you deserving to become a shutif with me? What gives you the right to become a shutif? Why should you get a cheo to the payers? It's a pliyatsum. Mamash a pliyatsum. But then that's Shitas Rashi. Okay, so Lamaisa said, what's the Balamor? Oh, the Balamor takos. He only gets kikabon. It happens to be Toysin Boba Basser has it sat to learn in Rashi also that he only means like the Balamor only gets like a kabon. Toysin Boba Basser, Membezim, Membezim, Ramash, Shvach. He has it sad that Rashi also doesn't really mean that he's not a chorus. But the Maisa, Stimaster, Shainim, and all the places from them on, like that Rashi holds, he gets Mamash Chelot in the Shvach of the field. That she does Rashi, the Rosh holds like that, and many other Rishonim go like that. And the Rosh is very clear like that. What's with the Rambam? The Rambam is very interesting. Just quickly to go through the Shitas very, very quickly because we have to know how we're going to pass it, so we have to know who holds what. The Rambam is a Machlokes Hedera in the Rambam. The Rambam is very interesting. Very, very interesting, the Rambam. The Rambam starts off in Alocha Dar by Sode, by Neteya Sode, by Sialita, The words that he uses is that what? How does he get paid? How does the yerid get paid when it's yodei al-yoina? How much a person would want to pay for someone to plant this field? It sounds like very much like a kabbalah. Whatever he would want to get paid. It doesn't say that the guy has any shutfus at all. And the Rambam says the same thing by chatzeros that are ruis l'bingi for batim. He says the same thing that his lashness is that you're going to get kabbalah and roitzel to be boinu this binyan, and only in alochavov. For the first time in Halacha Vav, by a real Yared Bereshos, a Yared Bereshos, as the Taich is that, what's a Yared Bereshos? A Yared Bereshos is, normally, if I hire the guy, I make up with him how much he's getting paid, what he should do, right? A Yared Bereshos means that he told the guy, yes, please come down, be my shpiach, my field. But he didn't make up on any price, and he didn't make up on what to put in. So that's why it's called Yared Bereshos. He has a shus to go down. He's not a regular hired worker, because there would never... There were never any parameters on what he's supposed to do and how much he's supposed to get paid. But Al Kaponim, he was definitely told to go down. So by Yerid Bereshus, the Rambam says like this. Rambam says, Yerid Bereshus, the Chaveri Bereshus. Afigun Lotta saw the Shenis Yerita. Here is the first time. Shomen loy v'yodeh al yoyno shemoyso yitzo yisera al ashfach noyto lo yitzo. Mashfach yisera al yitzo noyto lo ashfach. So the Rambam only says this loshen of shfach yisera al yitzi yisera al ashfach only by Yerid Bereshus. Zokim Bissi Zalman, it's partial to me that the Rambam holds like the Balamor. Because he only says this din of Noita Koris, of when he takes the Shvach Yesal Yitzio, the Shvach Asoda, that's what Shvach is, Shvach Yesal Yitzio, he only says that by Yerid Bereshus, not by a regular Yerid. But however, Lamaisa Bissi Zalman is outvoted because the Daily Achron do not learn like him. The Goyin clearly learns in the Rambam that he means exactly like Rashi. The Goyin says very clear, and I'm sorry, the Rav Magid himself, before the Goyin, the Rav Magid himself says very clearly, Zeh Apirish on Sifov. When he says, Shvach Yesel Yetzir Yetzir Yesel HaShvach, Zoch Teloshin Rav Magid, Zehu Pirish Oimden Oysi Shekosav of Rabbeinu Leo. This is exactly what the Rabbeinu meant when he said by a Soda Siyelita, and about whatever, and Chatzeris are seriously bonus, he said, V'zeo pirish imdim kamo adem roitze. That's the same thing. And as they state, going also in the Likot, in Sifkot and Yud in the Likot, says very clearly, V'mashvach, he's going also on Yerid Bereshus. The going is going on Yerid Bereshus, because that's the first time the Rabbim says, this Mosek Shvach, yes, I'll eat it to you. And the going says, V'mashvach, Rotzolem, Shnoito, Keshar, Shasle, Yer. That's what I mean, Shvach, I'll eat it to you. Kimo Shom, Shom, Be'uvda, the Rav, Yode, Al Yoyna. Out the ki agav nekmosh kesav nushom over there, and that on sifalis oimdim kamodim roitz. So the going of the Rav Magid are clear that the Shittas Rambam is like the Russian, like Rashi. So how do we go aloch l'maisim when it comes to this? So obviously, of course, we're gonna go like this. Since the Rambam, the going holds in the Rambam, the going and the Rav Magid learn in the Rambam that he holds like Rashi. So that the sma and sifkot and zayin before we pass like Rashi and Rosh. The Nesivis since have gone down, remember we passed like Rash and Rosh. So Mamei, let's push it. The Poiskim go like the Stima Sapoiskim, we go like Rash and Rosh. So that's the Halacha. Now, what happens if a guy wants to action Zechayim and say, Kimberly, I hold like the Balamor of Maisa, and many Rishonim do hold like the Balamor? You have met all the Pashas, the Ridvos like that, the Rash was like that, the Ran is Mivu like that, the Pashas, they're in Ban, not they're in Ban, didn't get a Ban. They're in Ban is Fakir, they're in Ban holds Mamish like Rash, he's Machiach like Rash. It's the whole Machamis, he's my Chiyach Mamash HaKrash, holds off in the Tosefta like Rashi. So Lamaise, I don't know, if a guy actions a Chayin, maybe. Maybe if the guy's he knows the Sugya, and he comes to bed and he says, I hold like the Balamor, I look those Rishonim. Okay, maybe you can say Kimi, but in the way we paskin, we're not going to go with the Balamor Shita, since it's pretty clear that all the Rishonim who are usually passing, like the Rambam and the Rosh, go like that, and the Rambam, like Rashi, that's Pashat HaLoch. Okay, now, In order for us to now be mavar the shilas, the three shilas that we started off with, is going to be like this. So now we have to figure out the teretz to the kasha. Now that we know that halacha is like Rashi, so now we have to figure out what's pshat in Rashi. The halacha is like Rashi. What is pshat in Rashi? The Baal Mor asked him, Amar Dekei Kasha. How is it shaykh that he becomes a shotef? How does he become a get a chayvut in the shvach of the bears? Very stark kasha. So in the gedda of the chiyuv yerid, there are many different pshatim. What is the chiyuv yerid? If someone's yerid in mashpiach mine chosim, why is that mechayv mitapay? So there's a chaim brought down baruch bebrings down in the dorim. What's simin? In the dorim simin chol beis brings down for chaim that says that the yerid becomes a shut. It's an automatic shutif. Because he took his stuff, and it's his stuff, and it remains his stuff, and he forces his shutfis on somebody. That's what he did. What did he do? He came, and he took all his schayra, his work, and he put it in. He became a shutif. He made himself a shutif. By definition, he's a shutif. You look at the field, you see a shutif. See, he's an automatic, he's pushing the balkar chadik a shutif. That's how Reb Chaim learns. Rochbeis on him. That's Rochbeis. What's going to be? That's only in a case where there's real shvach. What happens if there's no shvach ben? What are you going to do if there's no shvach ben? It's only a service that the guy did. How he become a shutif? So over there in the dorim, Rochbeis is chiluk on Reb Chaim over there, and he leaves it because of this kash. However, there's a sefer zikor in it. It's called Bris Avrom. Over there, he says obviously Reb Chaim held this taketudinim. This a regular yerid, it becomes a shutif. And in the Chanami, if it's not, if there's no real material there to become a shutif in, so then the chiv is going to be one of the other chivim that we're going to discuss right now. But that, but the ma'aseh, the poskim, you don't see this.
Shutifus requires you to be able to have das makne, because right now as the owner of this chayfetz, and not to have a shutif, I need to be makne b'das, my part that I want to give you. And over here, there was never das makne. Without das makne, how in the world can you become a shutaf out of the blue? Doing a service, that's different.
No. So that's okay. That's when it went.
My trees, my seeds, my water. I did all the. I brought.
Go home. Fine.
Okay, fine. But if he says that, but if he didn't say
so
it,
you
he
said it. Says some new chiddush here in the sugya.
I understand the part of service. You need a service from me. It's even a little bit like Zenena as a pastor. Whatever.
Says that there's something
you need
going
a service.
On.
I owe you some money because you gave me benefit. But from there to become Amish, an owner in my piece of land.
But I mean, it's mine.
If you rebuild the churva, that chelik of the churva you built should belong to you. You hear that, Svara? So the same thing now. I'm shook for a minute. Not such a dumb rock. You agree?
No, I own the trees and you own the land, and that's our shutfus.
Or even in the tree, I own half of
the rebuilt korba.
And what is fruit? Fruit is tree plus land. The tree sucks up stuff from the land, and the tree turns into fruit. Your land doesn't produce fruit without my trees.
Right. And then they grow, right? They grow and they become a mamish shutfus. Okay, so that's what kind of knowledge. Now, in the place you don't see this. You don't see that they call the shutfis like this, exactly like the way Reb Chaim is putting it. Okay, so what do we
this
have?
This would help the Zayda. This would make that the Zayda who wanted to goofa become a shutfis and a yairin,
according
to Reb Chaim, he would have a strong claim.
Right, exactly. So according to this, Reb Chaim, you could become a shutfis about Korchav, the guy. Right. Now, what do we find in Rishonim? So the Rishonim, we find the Ritva. Ritva answers the kasha, brings down the Malamor's kasha, and he gives a teretz. His teretz is via Shloimar. The kivan the soda is si elita. I'm saying is loshin. The kivan the soda is si elita. The yodua bailim, vishosku. They know, the bailim know about it, and they keep quiet. Vadi nichelu b'maydo of it. It's vadi nichelu what he did. You could eagle yard meidasta. As if he went down with Rishos, because the Bayram saw what he's doing, and he knew, and he wasn't Baicha. So therefore, it's as if he was given explicit permission to go be Bayram. Who else says this? Shprach, Mekiyosef. Mekiyosef is going by, not by Asad, he's going by Binyan. Mekiyosef, the Rif says that you get the full Yitzhiyas of the Binyan. And he says, the Kivan, the Soda, Siyalito, I'm reading Rosh Mekiyosef, the Yadi, Abayim, the Shostu, so they both say mamish the same shprach. So the Orach HaShulchan takes this very seriously. And he wants to say in Shinayin Esef, hey, And he says that the fire shloimar, the loy, the f shloimar, let's flip the shin with the reg, the loy pligi, ledino. If that's the Metzias Taki, he was around and he saw the Yerd come in. Like Rashi. Yerd Bershus is the Spitz Shaslo. That's what the Rambam said over there. That's ours. So when does he get Bershus? Only Taka. If Hitaka was around, the Bayim was around, he saw the Yerd come in, he saw the Yerd in Mashpiach, so that gives him the din as Yerd Bershus, and that's why Rashi holds that he's going to get Mamsh Yerd Bershus and becomes even an Oris. That's the Aruch HaShulchan learns. That's the Aruch HaShulchan
learns. Even by the case of Gadar?
What?
That's even, they're teaching that that's the case of Gadar. Pasha's Gadar was in a case where he wasn't around.
Right. So Chayra, this should be impossible for like what you're saying. And not only that, the Mekiyas himself says, Yosef says that on the din of Godar, like what you just said, and he says the Lashon like this, So obviously, the Mek Yosef, when he says, and he says, Kivin the Hash to Nichele, Kiyar Medas Domi, didn't mean that the guy had to be there, b'shas mais. Bohechuch he muchach to say that when the Mek Yosef and the Ritva say the keeping the other Abayim Mishaski doesn't mean that they went in, that they knew at the time the guy went down. It could mean in the middle of the project. It could mean at the end of the project when it was this bar and he comes home and he says, hey, and he's Yodav and he's Shosak. He's Yodav now that the project was done and he's Shosak. It's Nichele, it's Kilo Yard Bershos. So that's the Chayim before clear in the Rishonim, not like the way the Aruch HaShulchan's understanding. Rather, the Pshat is that what they're saying is that when we see a Bailam go into a Sodeh at any time, when he realizes Shvach was done to his Nechas, whether it's building or Sodeh, whatever it is, and he keeps quiet and he doesn't make a Machal, so we see his Nicha, so it has now automatically Din Kilo Yard Medas. Now, the question is, what's the Pshat? But that's the clear, it has to be clear that that has to be Pshat in these Rishonim. So I think the Pshat is like this. I always understood the Pshat is like this. That a Soda Siyalita, we saw, it's not so clear what's called a Soda Siyalita. But you have to say that these Rishonim learning the Soda Siyalita is something where there's an Anan Sa'adi that this thing is Oymed Al Kach. It's not just that, like the way the Rivash says it, is that a Soda Siyalita is something that's Oymed, it makes more sense to plant the honest than Zroim. It has to be that, according to the Rishonim, they want to say that it's Mamash Yorid Midas. It has to be like this. The Pshat is that since this field is 100%, we know mitzad the field, mitzad the circumstances, mitzad the bailim, mitzad the owner, or what we know what this guy's up. We know what his plans are. We know what he's going to do. We know he's going to be Noiteya Steylons. We know he's going to build a building. Everyone knows. That's the plan. Everyone knows. He even spoke about it. I don't know. It's known. It's Anan Sadi. People can be made that this is the situation of this other. Anan Sadi. Mamish Eitz. Now, comes along the Yairi. And before he gets hired, he was afraid that he's going to hire his friend. There's a friend contract instead of him. So he quickly goes down to the Sada and he's going to pay the Sada. So now, so such a Sada with his Anan Sadi, what he wants to do with it, stomach and mafarish dom. It's like stomach. The stam is that, please, it's ready. It's waiting for someone to come do the work. We grabbed just, you know, the shiloh's who. So you came and you did it. So that's like it's kiyard bershos. Now, to take it even further, the granat from Naftali and Boba Basra and Simakov Samaches, when he brings out the Muki Yosef, I'm going to say over his lashon, he says, Nir levar bezeh, the Muki Yosef shom kosem. So what the Granada is saying is that it mamish blibes, like if he wouldn't pay him, the Balabais Michaev Medina de Garmi. The din of Hoitzai Toysal Pave is Chiv of Garmi. It's brought down in other places when I with other places in Shulchan Aruch. When I tell you, well,
okay.
When I tell you to do something, if I tell you could spend money, one of the cases in Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Chavov. When I tell you I'm going to go to the Beis Din Yerushalayim, come after me, and I promise you I'm going, and you go and you spend plane tickets and you go there to Yerushalayim, and then I don't come, so that's lech vani ovi acharecho. So that's hoitzei hoitzei salpiv. You went and you spent, you bought tickets. You hoitzei hoitzei salpiv. Echad midin degarmi. So it sounds like from the Granat that he's saying that it's mamish ke hoitzei hoitzei salpiv shal barabais. And if you don't pay him, you're chayv midin degarmi. Tzachiv midin degarmi.
If you go so light, this should only be like the Rishayim that hold that you can't say tall by Sada Seulita. But we pass me, you could say tall by Sada Seulita.
Right. That's right. So he's only going to the Mekiyos. And the Mekiyos holds you can't say tall by Sada Seulita. That's right. Correct. This Malach is going Badafni specifically in the Mekiyos that Takos you can't say. Yeah.
Also, it's like very, very big, very, very extreme Akimta.
Right.
Not going
to be very careful myself. That's right. Right. So, okay. Right. Right, so we're going to get to the cases in a minute. So I just want to say, one second. So now, Shmuel Rizovsky says the same thing about Baba Simon Vov. Oh, he's Bez. He also says the same thing. Davi Mishun Yerid El Soda Siyolita Shechai Mishun Davi Choshev Ki. Sorry, yeah, Mishun Davi Ki Moitzei Tzoyis Apiv Shel Bara Behemo. We can before Berit Vov the Chi Yerid Davi Mishun Ki Choshev Chosal Piv. So he's also, the Shmuel is also learning the Ritvan, the Mekiyosef, that's Moitzei Tzoyis Apiv. That means you have to say, it's so clear that the Sodas are Siyalita, it's so clear. That's what Sodas Siyalita means. It's so clear that it's a Siyalita, it's Kiyo the Bayam already told everybody, please be Manitam, I saw that. That's the level of a Siyalita you have to have according to the Rishayim. So, but according to this, it's very well understood, Shitas Rashi. According to this, Rashi, you go there, you're a shosel, it's very simple. Because you're tackle shosel. You're a real artist. According to Leah, you deserve to get a chayv papyrus because you're a real artist. So this could be a mahalach and Rashi. If Rashi understood, like these Rishonim, that, so no one said, so when he says over there, Ritva says, that means the way Micho is that if we come into the soda and he sees it and he's not moicha, that's just a riot attack. It was the Soda Asiyalita. But if he's Moicha, then obviously it lowers the level. There's no longer an Ansadi. When he comes and he's Moicha, boom, oh, it's an Ansadi. So when the Rishonim say that when he comes into the Soda and he sees what's going on, he could see it even later. He doesn't have to see B'Shas Maisa. When he sees it later and he's not Moicha, so we say, aha, okay, Shema Amido. Taka was, the Ansadi was correct. That's Taka Asiyalita. And maybe he's carried B'Rishos. Meet the way Micho. Since the Bible was not much.
It's not going to work in Rashi that he learns that the case of God there is going by Sada She'ena Se'ilita. If you're riding on this Akimta that's so bar on inside, this is what he's going to do. The Chari, that's only by Sada Se'ilita.
Right.
If there's any time that God is going to turn to Yad Ol Yoyno, it can't be this thing.
Right. 100%. 100%. 100%. I'm not going to that. Right. I'm going. These are showing the Ramban, the Ritva, they're learning Rashi. The Ritva is mamish coming to answer Rashi. I'm going into Ritva that says in Rashi that the pshat is like this mid the yard ball, and he saw what's going on. V'lemicha, it's kiyurid b'rishus dami. That's the Ritva, and that's the mikyosef. I'm only going to them. The whole dafka by a soda siyalita. I'm going only a soda siyalita, and
yeah, so Rashi made it before not like this.
And
Rashi
you can't say toil. Right, I hear. Right, right. Okay, good. Right, I hear. Yes, it's a good point. But this is not gonna be the maskona. So. I'm not so worried about it. Okay, so now what's the next malach? So the next malach is like this. This Grad of Shari Yosha also brings down, says similar, and it's not so clear. If you want to see it, the Shari Yosha, Shimon, Michael Gimel Simchov Gimel Vov, he also says similar to them. Okay. The next malach, the next malach is getting late, so I'm going to go to the next malach. The next malach is without mishtarshi. One malach is mishtarshi. Mishtarshi also has to be vadi with an ansadi. Some that learn it's mishtarshi. Mishtarshi as far as is that when I see a bailam has a itzah that he has to make, and I do that itzah for him, so you see the itzah that I put out in his pocket. You know, when we see that the guy had to spend money on something, Moshe, if the guy's house is falling down and he had to fix it, and when the guy goes and fixes it, so we saw that the Baal HaBos had 100% the choiv, he had a loss, and that he had to go ahead, he had money that he had to spend. Let's say he had to spend $100, whatever it is. We see he had to spend this $100, and I go on and fill it for him. So then that $100 that doesn't leave the pocket of the Baal HaBos that he had to spend, we see that now as the money of the Yom. That's the Malach of Mishtarish, but that Malach would also have to be like this. That's to be an Ansadi, so we can't go with that Malach. Okay, so the other Malach was Mevor and the Shach, and we had in Shingam and Hay. In Shingam and Hay, by Melabed Ben Chaveiro, Shlemi Dasav over there, we had over there that it's, there was a Machlekes there, if it's considered Yorid or not, because it was Yorid Le Ben Chaveiro. He went, it was Melabed Ben Chaveiro, Torah, so he really has the rights to charge. So it was Machlekes there, if the guy's Machlekes to pay or not. Big Machlekes, we went through, we had a whole Shaila back then. But anyways, there's a tzad to say that the guy's considered Yorid Rishos. So the Shach says that the lashon of the Shach is the loy koma maram who the goy meyer the sada chaveru ishle brishos elgo loy mit kmoi da asim b'sharim boy just like by sada by yer the sada chaveru by sada seyuita the b'sharim boy kimin shenene hochanami kimin shenene yischai. So it's mivul from the Shach that the yisoy the chiv yer is a chiv nem. It's called the chiv nem. The ksois and some reish men vavs have gotten out also said the same thing. I'm reading this lashon the ikke chiyuva. So these are the Shach and the Ksois are saying that the Yisoid of the Chiv is a Chiv Nen. It's a Chiv Nen. What's a Chiv Nen? Nene, what does it mean, Nen? Nen means like this. I was Mahani. I gave you something. I took something from my own money and I gave it to you. You have a Noh from me. You have a direct Noh from me. What is that I know? That I know is, it's my I know. It's mine, and I gave you this. It's by you, so it's sort of a mamoni gabor. Like a baruch ben and baruch shmul and baba kamis and yidal speaks barichas about this chiv of nene. If you want to take a look at it, it's a big yugarichas. Happens to be they're all in the kovitzin. Has all the stuff in the kovitzin. So it's like as I gomit to the sugya, but baruch ben is marik on this chiv of yairid. And he calls it a dim mamoni gabach. Sometimes mamoni gabach comes a milvach silver b'toyer l'mosh by a choiv. It's a milvach silver b'toyer. The toy is mechayiv to pay. So the shaykh came with the rabbi there. But let's just without that, just all stamp a simple nene is a mamoni gabach. Since I was mahani you, I gave you this ano. This ano, I gave it to you. It's by you. You're chayiv to pay for it. So now the question. This is what the chiv is, and this is a skomis a poiskim. This is the story that we go with. That you saw the chiv of Yared is a chiv of Nen. Nene. You are Nene from me, you need to pay for the hano I gave. Now, the question is, how does this answer the Baal Mor's kash? What does that mean that you are Mahanami? Very nice, you are Mahanami. You are Mahanami in a sodden, a siyarita, like a kabon. How are you Mahanami like the Oris? So the Ramban himself explains Rashi. Ramban Muhammad says, the Pshan and Rashi is because since that is the derech of Vani Oimer. So he says like the Alm, he brings up the Sef, there's the Raya to Rashi. Mufurish like Rashi, Shvach, Yes, Yitzir, Sefer Shvach. Then he says like this, Alm noitel b'shvach sheyes al Yitzir, Kiminig Arisa Yair, he has the rights to take Kiminig Arisa Yair. Why? Sharikach Odom Roitz, and we think Besodeh, when the Toya. Because that's what a person wants to do. So what the Ramban is being begawed to us is like this, is that since the derech of the Oyum is to hire Arisa, that is the derech, 100% in the Dmana Gemara, the way a guy begged himself a stay in the tears, he hired an Oris. That's the facts of and go and get yourself a carbon and just tell the guy, you know what, do me a favor, I'll tell you what to do. You just oversee the project, but that's not the mahalach. That's not the normal mahalach that people did. The normal mahalach was that you hide in the Norris. So since that's the normal mahalach, so that's the masha odom roitzeliting, that's masha odom roitzeliting. You yourself would want to do this. You would want to do this. So that's the nen. So it comes out, that's the nen. The nen is, The Nemi is like what Ramban says, Mashal the Mroitzalita. Okay, so now let's get to our shayla. So let's go to the first of the shayla. And the grandson, where the grandfather says he was mashkia the money into the ASIC, and the, he said, I thought I took a halva. So like this. What's the din over here? Status did this guy have? It's true, Reuven thought he's getting a halva. Yeah, 100%. He thought he's getting a halva. He thought grandpa was being very, very nice, giving him a loan. And why? Maybe you should have, but the mice is giving Ilmaisa. He couldn't see the money sit for 2 years without making money. So he was mashkia the money. So what din does he have? He has a din as a mashkia money. He went and he took his money and he paid bills and he was manal the project. He did two services for his grandson. First of all, he gave money. He actually hired actors, electricians, plumbers. First, he mamish did that and even did the service of overseeing them and paying them. You can't say that he's not for me.
You're
breaking up. We can't hear you.
It's only if it goes through.
Recording.
We can put him on a phone for the last 5 minutes if you want.
We got cut off.
No, you're back now? Okay. Oh.
Can we call on the phone? It's very choppy.
Maybe it's me. 1 second.
Yeah, okay.
Call on the phone.
Okay. Maybe turn off the volume on the computer.
Hello? Okay.
So see if I can use the computer.
What?
You can mute the computer so we don't hear double.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, I should shut this off?
You can keep the visual. Keep we still see you. We just couldn't hear you.
Okay.
This will be our sound.
Okay. Okay, very good. Okay. So now we're going back into the story over here. So this case, he did.
You hear me, right?
Yep.
Okay, so he did two services for his grandson. Even now, he oversaw the project, and he was invested money. And he clearly had no permission for this. His grandson didn't want it, and he didn't think he was going to do it. And so, therefore, he has the Yerush Leibershos. Right? The Yerush Leibershos. However, it's a Sota Sealita, because the guy ran out of money, and he's definitely going to need... What, I hear myself twice. You all see myself? Double?
Yeah, because
your phone
once,
is
also.
Your phone.
Michael, 1 second,
phone.
Yeah. Okay.
Back?
Yeah. Leave the phone on, please.
Phone out. No. I have to be on mute.
The recording's
nice
to take.
I think he hears himself. Oh, because he hears himself on. Okay, yeah, leave the phone on. Let's do it on the phone. But tell me, now you shouldn't.
Okay. Fine. So those are the two services that he did. And they were definitely Yerush Leibershos. And so we said that the first service that he did, I mean, now the project, it's very possible there's no anor to the son because the son didn't want him to do it. However, if he did a better job than his son, if his taka son was very sloppy work, which is why he ran out of money, and the grandfather really did a good job and took care of the whole thing, that, you know, maybe you should get a cup for that itself. He was taka very good on... real problem that he, however, maybe he could have done it on his own. I don't know. Okay. But when the money that was mashkia, he definitely is a Yerush Leibershos. And over here, he deserves to get a full chelik in the houses himself. Because since that's the derech, anytime someone takes out money to put into a project, sometimes they have preferred returns and you have to write that to iskos. But nobody in the world is mashkia money into building homes or anything like it, buildings, whatever it is. Nobody is mashkia money into a project and did not take a cut, did not take a percentage of what they're going to end up being mashkia and what they're going to be able to sell for whatever the sales price is. That is the minig ha'olam 100%, just like you make Chazal, that the Arisis was the Derech ha'olam, and it's only to Ramban was saying that's the Chiyuv Nene. Well, that's since he did for you, Kederech ha'olam.